Part 24, Chapter 5. About an hour before the firing, the orbiting group of ships had just come over the horizon that put them into position to view the American compound. A small Hovin spy craft in the orbit ahead of them had already reported some activity there earlier in the day. The report had only said that in the middle of the night, a group had been seen on infrascreens entering the compound area, and that the group had vanished, leaving only the usual sprawled about and apparently asleep night guards. The scanners of the orbiting combined force were now picking up something unusual down there on the approaching horizon. There seemed to be a more than normal number of people at the site. There was a local snowstorm in progress down there, and infra beams were a bit blurred. The attention of the combined force was not yet fixed on the compound, as it shortly would be. The command network of view screens was occupied by an interview that was going on. When Half-Captain Roger Dieter Snowell had gone back to Tolnep for reinforcements, he had contacted his uncle, Quarter Admiral Snowleader. Roger Dieter believed in keeping profit in the family. The Quarter Admiral had come along gladly with a flotilla of 5 ships, the largest of which was the Terrify class, battle plane launching, capital ship, Capture. Snowleader had not become a Quarter Admiral without some skill, and he had brought part of that skill with him. A reporter. Roof Arsbogger considered himself the ace reporter of the Tolnep Midnight Fang. Even among news media of other systems, the Fang was envied as the very epitome of inaccuracy, corruption, and biased news. It always printed exactly what the government wanted, even while pretending to be anti-government. And Roof Arsbogger enjoyed the reputation of being the most poisonous reporter on a staff that specialized in them. The interview was being conducted by Arsbogger on the Capture and was addressed to Half-Captain Roger Dieter Snowell. It was just a background interview, and things were dull, so others were listening in. They had various opinions. The Quarter Admiral was not well liked. Other commanders contested Snowleader's contention that he was the senior commander and therefore the head of the combined force, and that he was the uncle of the even less popular Roger Dieter Snowell made him even less acceptable. They detested Snowell.
"Now getting back to the man on this counterfeit one-credit banknote,"
Arsbogger was saying.
"Would you say that he was dishonest?"
"Oh, worse,"
replied Snowell.
"Would the description, 'he is a known pervert,' fit him?"
"Oh, worse," replied Snowell.
"Good, good. We must keep this to a totally factual interview, you understand. How would 'he steals babies and drinks their blood' do?"
"Fine, fine. Exactly.
I think you mentioned, when you filed dispatches, that you had several times met this... what is his name? This defiler of established governments? Tyler? Yes, that you met him in personal combat."
Other commanders were hearing this, and Roger Dieter had not thought it would become public property. He had reckoned without the publicity hunger of his uncle.
"Not exactly,"
said Roger Dieter quickly.
"I meant to say that I tried, but he always ran away."
Quarter Admiral Snowleader's voice came from the background behind Arsbogger.
"But he won't get away again."
"Now, in your opinion, Roger Dieter, do you truly think this is the one?"